Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 17 of Out of Our League, a podcast dedicated to all of your League of Legends needs. I am your host, James Boland, and joining me today, I have a smaller crew than usual. I just have Eduardo, Magnus Wolf Dequino, and Eric Oud Kuczynski. Say hello to the folks, guys. And yes, Ed, I did mess up your name again.
You did. Hello, folks.
Just the cream this week. Just the cream.
Just
that's
the
all best. We got in studio this week.
Oh, good.
Cream of the crop right here.
We're running.
Right. Also, shout out to the suggestion from one of our loyal fans. Our new tagline: a zillion reasons to listen.
out of our league, a zillion reasons to listen. I don't know.
A zillion and one.
A zillion and one. You know what? That sounds better. Anyway, we're kind of running with a skeleton crew today because some of the other hosts are busy with some real life
stuff. I like cream crew better.
Yeah, the normal crop is, you know, doing something else.
The cream crew sounds a little dirty though.
Oh, God. I can only imagine what connotations cream crew would have. Okay.
We're going to gain some new listeners.
Oh my, I don't think that's how you want to gain listeners. You're like, oh yeah, guys, we're
any
the cream crew.
God.
You know, when you want to talk about cancer, Oud gives me cancer. Anyway,
why do we keep making cancer jokes?
Before this devolves too far.
Yeah.
We have a great show for you guys today. We are, instead of doing our normal LCS bit, we are doing a playoff preview for both NA, EU. We're doing some Challenger stuff. We're doing some All-Star stuff. But you know what? You'll see that all in the future. So let's kick it off. EU LCS playoff picture. A go-go. Oud.
All right. So the EU LCS playoff picture. Your top two teams, Fnatic and SK Gaming, have a initial bye to the semifinals. But your quarterfinals, which will begin, I believe it's on Tuesday, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for EU, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the NA. I will actually be there on Sunday along with Chris Taji or Buddha will be there for the NA finals.
Okay.
But back to EU really quick. Your first quarterfinal is Alliance versus Copenhagen Wolves. They're your third and your sixth seed or sixth place coming out of the regular season. The head-to-head between them in the regular season is actually 3-1 in Alliance's favor.
Oh, wow.
To be honest, the way that things have been going, in my personal opinion, I believe that Alliance is going to win this game. You know, the Wolves have looked rocky all season. They were really only one. I mean, you know, we talked about this last week. A lot of those teams were within one or two games of each other, but Copenhagen Wolves was, you know, one or two games from being in that relegation spot too. Alliance has been playing phenomenally lately.
Yeah. The thing is, Alliance is on the rise, whereas we have Copenhagen Wolves really didn't find itself any ground during the LCS.
Yeah.
So they're coming in on the skin of their teeth, and we have a team like Alliance, which really is starting to reach the peak of their game. I don't think we're going to be seeing an upset in this one. So.
Yeah, I don't either. How about you, Ed?
It would be a pretty big upset if an upset happened.
Yeah.
So, not a whole lot to say about that.
I mean,
you know, we'll have a little bit more analysis, I think, after the games next week. But it's kind of hard to go into this and really give it, like, when you say, if you look at this, I mean, just every single lane, Alliance has an advantage,
yes.
I think, over Copenhagen.
And, but the thing is, I think if you were...
Whoa.
Okay.
1 second. I think Copenhagen Wolves' bot lane is stronger than Alliance's, but I don't think it'll be enough for them to win the game.
What I think would cause Copenhagen Wolves to win this game is if Amazing played just amazing. That the jungle matchup, I think, is going to decide this. Because if it goes passively in Copenhagen Wolves' favor or like just neutral, I think Alliance will have the advantage. But if Amazing is out, able to out jungle Shook, I think that Copenhagen Wolves has the opportunity to take.
Here's
that.
The thing though,
because
is
he's
that
the catalyst
Amazing,
of that team.
Look at, I get it, but Amazing and Forgiven have been playing Amazing, their jungler, and Forgiven, their AD carry, have been playing well all season, and people have been talking about them all season. But they still came in sixth place.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't enough to carry them through those games, I don't see it being enough to carry them here. The one thing that kind of does change this compared to the regular season is, yes, Alliance is ahead 3-1 in the overall head-to-head, but those were all best of ones. This is a best of three, which is kind of like which team has the most strategies prepared, which team really did the most work kind of coming in, because picks and bans matter a lot more, I think, in a best of three than a than in a best of one.
Because you don't want to show your hand too early.
You can change it up. Yeah, and you can change it up. Like, if game one goes poorly, you're like, all right, that didn't work. This is what we're going to ban out now. We have another strategy here. Like, I don't know.
Would that favor Alliance or would that favor Copenhagen Wolves? Because I feel like Alliance is the more seasoned team in this regard because they have players like Wicked and Froggen and I guess Tabs to a certain extent who have been in this sort of situation before. Whereas Copenhagen Wolves pretty much only played like this in the promotion series.
Yeah, I would imagine that you'd give the edge to Alliance in that sense. But, you know, I mean, there's nothing stopping from Copenhagen Wolves from really just, like, boot camping and, you know, thinking of maybe there's some crazy strat on this 4.5 patch that Alliance haven't discovered or thought about yet.
And I think 4.5
This is going to be played on 4.5?
Yeah. It's going to be played on 4.5, and I think 4.5 might favor Copenhagen Wolves because we see with the new Feral Flare junglers, which we will talk about later in the podcast, that's really putting a more jungle-centric focus to the game because your jungler gets a lot of gold now, and if amazing...
But they also don't gank. Yeah. So if your lanes are losing...
It's true.
You have a Feral Flare and you need to help your lanes out, you're going to be set back compared to having a regular jungle item.
Yeah.
And also... Not all the, I don't know. We'll see
how it goes. I just think that if with a bigger spotlight on the jungler, it gives Amazing more of a chance to shine. So that would be my prediction. If the jungle matchup goes heavily in Copenhagen Wolves' favor, I would give it to Copenhagen Wolves. If not, I think Alliance has got this. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
that sounds fair.
Yeah. So all right. I think that's fair. Next one is Rock Hat versus Gambit Gaming. Rock Hat at the 4 seed and Gambit at the 5 seed. And in the head-to-head during the season, Rock Hat is up 3-1. Now, not many teams beat Gambit consistently like this. I mean, granted, Gambit did have a poor or a less than desirable season. But you don't see Gambit being consistently beaten by too many teams. So what do we think about this matchup right here?
Gambit went 1-3 against Alliance, Fnatic, and Rock Hat this season.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, I mean, they dropped a lot of games. We've talked about it. Gambit has been, Gambit's one of those teams that you're always like, even when they went to Katowice for IEM, people were like, oh, I think they're going to win the whole thing. You know, they boot camped. When they boot camp and they're on land, they're spectacular. Oh, it's the regular season. It doesn't matter. But it's like, this is the time for Gambit to put up or shut up. Like, this is it. This playoffs, I think this situation is like, if Gambit just comes out and is just like, look it, we are Gambit. That was us screwing around. That was us not practicing enough. That was us not caring. And they just destroy these playoffs, then that'll set, like, everybody straight. But I, in all honesty, the way they've been playing, I think it's a mindset thing. I don't see them just turning it around and all of a sudden being top of the game again. But...
Really? You don't think it's that quick of a transition for them?
It's hard to really to make a snap judgment about it because, like, Gambit have always done, you know, not as great, you know, for a while. They'll go, like, months and they'll look like, eh, you know, whatever. And then a big tournament comes up and all of a sudden they're like, whoa, this is Gambit, you know? Like,
yeah, but I can't see.
They've had this extra week off to practice. I mean, I don't know what their situation is right now, but.
But I think what Ood's trying to get at is that this isn't something Gambit can just fix, or the rut of play they're in isn't something Gambit can just fix by, like, oh man, we're Gambit. It's something more in the mindset where they're like, oh, are we actually good anymore? Is people just elevated to our level? Can we actually beat people still? I think that's the mindset Ood's trying to see. Like,
and that's the thing is that a lot of these players, like people have said, you know, in NA, like, oh, you know, the competition's gotten better, or the, you know, the challenger teams are better, or, you know, people have said it in EU and all this kind of stuff, is that these pros have to stay on top of their game. And I think Gambit just degaffed too much. Like, at the start of the season, even, they were picking some funny stuff and they were winning with it. So people were like, okay, dismiss it, it's Gambit. But it's like through the middle of the season, through the end of the season, they really looked bad. And it's like, even though, like, you know, and even in their wins, like, you know, Darien was buying like Zhonya's and stuff like that on, you know, Renekton, and just like, I get it, but at the same time, I don't think it's as easy for them to dick around like that and then just be like, okay, now we want to win in this situation, because these other teams haven't been dicking around.
They've been putting nose to the grindstone trying to usurp Gambit and Fnatic because they were the top two last season. But I don't know. I would say that actually I would give this one to Rocket, which is kind of an upset, even though they're the four seed. But no one expects Gambit to lose in the first round of the playoffs. Like, when was the last time you saw Gambit lose a tournament in the first round?
No.
It just doesn't happen.
Also, though, Rocket hasn't looked great the last few weeks of the LCS. But, and I mean, if you had to, I mean, okay, if you're just looking at, if you're not looking at like past success, because obviously Rocket didn't exist in past seasons, if you're just looking at this season and you're looking at, oh, okay, you know, both teams are going to have a chance to boot camp and both teams are going to have this week off, I would still probably give it to Gambit.
Really?
But
okay.
Well, just because Rocket doesn't have the experience, and Rocket, if you look at the way their season's gone, like, they played really well and then they've just struggled. The thing is, there is this possibility that Gambit has just been dicking off, whereas Rocket, I think they've honestly been trying and they've been struggling with the change in the meta or the change in their own play. I don't know what it was. We talked about it a few weeks ago about, you know, they kind of went away from this initial strategy of, you know, true aggression that was making them look so good. And I just, I don't know. And in their heads, you got to know, they're thinking, we're going against Gambit. You know, yeah, we beat them 3-1, but how many of those games did they actually give a shit about?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm predicting a Gambit win. I think. Well, I just.
What section do you think they're gonna win in? Like, what's gonna be the point that makes Gambit win? Do you think they're just overall better? Like you were saying, Alliance is overall better than Copenhagen Wolves, or is there a specific matchup that will really tilt it into Gambit's favor? Because you can't count on Alex Hitch anymore. He's looked the shakiest of all of them, I would say.
But that's, here's the thing though, is like, I was just gonna say, the mid matchup is where you're going to need to look, just because Alex Itch is that, he is that kind of center anchor of that team. Like, when he's on tilt, the team usually does worse, cuz he's most of the time their shot caller, is he not?
I have no idea.
So I'm pretty positive he is their main shot caller. So it's like, if he, you know, I think another big thing for them is, like, as much as we talked about, oh, maybe it's because they don't like each other and they're living together, I think there also has to be a level of, like, God, I'm moving out from living with my, you know, my wife, or, you know, with my child, for, I think Darien is it who has the kid, and I don't know, just all kinds of things like that could have been factoring into it. Hopefully they're settled in now. I just, again, I know I just said going off only this season, but it's like, I just can't see Gambit losing. I think they've been playing like trash. I don't think they deserve to win, especially because of the way that they've kind of disrespected, like, you know, the competitive mindset, this split, and like with buying, you know, Zhonya's and things like that on different champions. But I think they're going to.
And I disagree, actually, because I think with Alex Hitch being the center stone of this team, he's the one who's always, like, you never see Alex fucking around. It's always Edward or Darien or Diamond Prox who are doing something stupid. Yeah. Or Genja being Genja, rather. But Alex Hitch is the one constant on that team. He's like, oh, Alex will carry the game. Alex will fucking go ham. He'll be the one who wins the game for Gambit. But he's been underperforming, and it's not because he doesn't care. The guy always cares. I don't know what's wrong with him personally at the moment. Like, is maybe he's lacking mechanically, maybe the patches haven't been going in his favor, but he seems to be weaker than he normally is. And I think that I agree with you. If they lose that mid matchup, it's over for Gambit. What is it? I'm forgetting his name now.
Overpow.
Yeah, if Overpow beats Gambit or beats Alex Hitch in the mid lane, and I think that's a definite possibility because Overpow is pretty good in the mid lane. I think that Rocket takes this series probably 2-1.
I disagree. I don't know. I think with all, like, if Gambit have taken the last, like, 2 weeks to practice,
you don't see them losing.
Yeah, I really don't think that. Like, I think the newest patch will help Diamond specifically, since, like, it makes Xin Zhao really strong. And Diamond loves Xin Zhao.
Really?
I think.
No, I was gonna say, do you think does Diamond really love Xin Zhao?
Diamond loves Xin Zhao, man.
Okay. I thought he was more of a Lee Sin guy.
No, well, yeah, he used to play a lot of Lee Sin, but he really likes Xin Zhao a lot. Like, that's one of his favorites. And then I don't know. I think Alex Itch has looked a bit shaky over this season, but with a little bit of practice, I think he can. I think he just has to like not lose his lane and he'll be all right. And I don't rate Overpow super highly as like a laner per se. He makes good decisions and he gets his job done. And he but I think he's better past the laning phase, which is the same for Alex, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Okay. I don't know. I just
I don't know.
I
I
view
just.
I personally rank Overpower pretty highly in terms of EU
In
mid
terms of
laners.
1v1,
Yeah, I
well, see, that's the thing is he is very strong mid lane, but I mean, like a lot of their success early in the season came off those aggressive, like early team fights.
Yeah,
Was like what they were doing is like he showed up and he'd jump in as Pantheon or he'd I don't know. His 1v1 potential though, like it's not bad,
Yeah,
but
like he's not like awful or anything, but I think he's not like a Froggen or like a Bjergsen who's looking to win their 1v1 matchup, you know?
I don't know.
The Bjergsen's looked like it recently, but
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Pod shots. No, I think he has the capability to win his lane. And that's why I think this is the matchup to watch. If Overpow beats Alex, it's gonna go in Rokkad's favor. If Alex wins, he's kinda Gambit will do better and they'll win. But I'm saying that in the way that Gambit's playing and the way Alex has been playing, I think that Rokkad will take the series 2-1. You can disagree all you want.
I disagree all I want.
Well, what is your
All
prediction
right.
then, Ed? Well, what do you think? 2-0 series for Gambit or just 2-1?
2-1 Gambit.
2-1 Gambit. Ood. No pressure or anything.
I know. As much as,
Yeah.
I was on the Rockhead hype train at the start of the season, and I'd love it if they won, and I don't think Gambit deserves to win, but I think Gambit's going to take it, and I think it could honestly be a 2-0
Oh
Gambit.
wow. Okay, I'm alone on this, but you know what? I think I have faith in Rockhat. And if Brendan was here, he'd probably agree with me
Because he doesn't know who they are
Yeah,
or any of the players
just
on
to
their
be a
team.
contrarian.
Just to be
Yeah.
contrarian, yeah. But that brings us to the semifinals, which is also a best of three, where Fnatic will be taking on the winner of Copenhagen Wolves and Alliance, and SK will be taking on the winner of Rockhat and Gambit Gaming. So, given what you've seen about the two teams that are here, SK and Fnatic, do you think there's any chance of them not making it to the finals?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think SK will, like, they look a lot stronger than Rocket and Gambit at the moment, so I think SK would win. But I think Fnatic could absolutely lose to Alliance if Alliance are playing at like top form, and if Fnatic look a bit shaky, which like they have been, they haven't looked great all season. But like, I mean, they've started to pick it up again. But I don't know. Any given Sunday,
Yeah,
right?
no,
Mind you,
I agree.
I was gonna say, mind you again, the only reason Alliance isn't in the place of Fnatic is one single game. Like that's so. It's not like in NA where you have TSM and Cloud9 like sitting pretty, 10 games ahead of anybody else or whatever it is. These are teams that were super close, and Fnatic, who obviously struggled during parts of the season, just got lucky enough that there was no tiebreakers and that they came out one game ahead of some of these other guys that put them into that second place and gave them the bye, because they could have very easily have been sitting in the quarterfinals themselves.
Yeah.
So I
I
honestly
agree.
think I think SK goes through to the finals just because, again, we talked about Rockcat not being that consistent and just Gambit. I mean, if Gambit is in true Gambit form, Gambit will beat anybody, but I just don't see that happening. In my opinion, the finals will probably be SK versus Alliance,
And then
but
who wins that for you?
if we
I
go
just
all
think
the way
if we go
through
all
and
the
it's
way.
SK versus
Yeah.
Alliance, I don't know. I think if Alliance are playing well enough that they beat to make it that far, I think Alliance would
You
win
think
it.
Alliance wins it?
I think Alliance is the number one team right now in EU,
They're
but
the team to beat, you think?
yeah,
Because
I think so.
I think Alliance will beat Fnatic, but I actually see the winner of Rocket Gambit Gaming beating SK Gaming. no matter who it is.
I don't know.
Okay,
I think,
so who then yeah. who would win the finals for
you?
Oh, is Alliance
still
the
Alliance.
Winner?
I think Alliance, okay. in my opinion, Alliance is the favorite coming into this tournament. They might prove me wrong. We've been wrong before on the show, so
we've been wrong too many times.
We've been wrong before on the show.
I stopped doing predictions on my Twitter because I was wrong too often.
Nah, it's fine.
I don't know. I think if Alliance make it to the finals, I think they've got very good odds of winning. Mm. But I don't know. I think you can't count out Fnatic. Like Fnatic when they're on form is like wow.
Yeah.
Is really really strong. Is a really strong team, and you know, like a lot of the Alliance roster hasn't had all this, you know, this big tournament best of three experience, yeah. and Fnatic certainly
has so much experience.
So
I don't know if it comes down to particular matchup in the Alliance Fnatic thing. It's just who's more on form at the time, is what I think would make that decision.
Yeah. So. If I had to say, I think Fnatic will finish first.
Oh, okay. Bold predictions from Eddie.
Bold prediction. Yeah.
And then on the flip side, who do you think is going to move to the relegation zone?
Oh, Copenhagen Wolves.
Copenhagen Wolves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree on that as well. I'm sorry, dude. I cut you off there.
Wouldn't it be crazy if Gambit Gaming lost and then lost
twice.
To Copenhagen?
Yeah,
that would never
happen.
Got relegated. I'm just saying, dude, the way the EU-LCS has gone this season...
You can't rule it out.
You can't rule that out. That's a possibility. It is maybe the lowest percent chance of any of the teams to get relegated, but it could happen. I mean, you're looking at it right here. I'm looking at the bracket. They could do it.
That's so nuts. I can't imagine that happening.
It would be... I mean, could you... I don't even... I can't even fathom.
I can't see
it. It'd be like one of those situations where if like TSM or CLG or even Dignitas, who had a chance of getting relegated last split, where people were like, no, like even though, I mean, Gambit's obviously a stronger candidate than some of the NA teams as far as consistency goes, but just because of the fan base and because of how long they've been here.
Yeah, no,
I don't
see it happening.
I can't see a challenger team beating Gambit either, by the way.
Oh, well, that's true, too, yeah. Like, in relegations and actually getting relegated are two different things. We have to remember that. So, I don't know. As far as relegations go, I mean, Copenhagen Wolves is just the easiest kind of one to say that they'll be the ones there.
Yeah.
Well, because
they have the most problems with their team compared to anyone else.
Yeah. So. Again, though, I don't know if a challenger team would beat them.
I don't
know. I mean...
Because they'd be facing
they
the weakest, per se, challenger team.
Yeah. And, I mean, we'll get to some of the challenger stuff in a little bit. But so I think that's it for EU.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to jump over to NA now?
We will jump over to NA now. And we'll start off with the quarterfinals of Dignitas versus Curse, where Curse is in the lead head-to-head 3-1. Now, what are our predictions for here, and what's your key matchup to watch?
I don't know. I think this is going to be a really close matchup. Like Curse lead the head to head, 3-1. But like
Dignitas could easily be ahead on that as well.
You can't. Yeah, like Dignitas are so like feast or famine. Like they either look good and they like crush the other team, or they look awful and just get stomped. But so I mean, if Dignitas come in like. You know, with all cylinders firing, I think they could very easily beat Curse.
Yeah.
And then the matchup to watch, I think, is probably mid lane for sure, or mid lane or jungle. Like Crumbs and I Will Dominate are both like huge, huge
emotional players.
Yeah, they're hugely emotional players, and they're both like really the center or like a big part of their team when they win. Yeah.
If we've said this before on the show, if Crumbs does well, Dignitas as well. But if Crumbs does poorly, he feeds so much that the other team does well. So
I think you have two things to look at. One is we've discussed it in the past, Curse's kind of inconsistency with team compositions. But the other thing is Dignitas has had another week now to practice with Golden Glue at mid lane. You got to look at who these teams have had a chance to scrim against, though, too, because... Mm-hmm. You know, maybe CLG and Coast would scrim against them knowing that they're not going to face them at any point until the finals. But, you know, you like the team that you're going to go like Cloud9 wouldn't have scrimmed them or any of that kind of stuff. You know, so I think your two big matchups, like you said, are, you know, jungle's one of the huge ones because of the 4.5 patch as well. And I think that of junglers out there, Crumbs or Dominator 2 that would really lean towards those, like, kind of hyper carry feral flare junglers.
Yeah.
But the other half of it, I think, is mid lane, and that is, can Golden Glue, has he had enough practice now, and what Void Boy are we going to see? Because Void Boy has been extremely inconsistent this entire season, and in my opinion, one of the worst mid laners in NA.
Oh, man.
He just is. He's not, the mid lane is not, he just started it this season. I'm not, like, saying he's, like, the worst player ever, but mid lane, he has struggled
a lot. I agree. He hasn't looked great this season.
But here's the thing. I think besides mid lane, or, like, basically everything's a toss-up right now. Golden Glue's new, Void Boy's inconsistent. The curse bot lane with Bunny Fufu and Cop playing the way he has compared to Kiwi Kid and Cutie, that's a toss-up. Top lane, I think, is the only place where curse has an advantage, where Quas is better than Kreutzer.
No, you can't even say that, because I have not seen anything good out of Quas this entire
season.
I
think you haven't been paying attention.
Quas is the most overrated player in the NA.
Quas, I think, is significantly less likely to feed like crazy. Yeah.
But everybody at the start of the season was like, Quas, oh my god, Quas is such a good top laner. I think he's the best top laner in NA. But he hasn't done anything.
He's played some really good Trundle games, and I think, I don't know. He's
it's really hard to play a good Trundle game.
He's so much better. He's consistent in his lane. He doesn't lose lane very often. Even when he's up against balls, I haven't seen, like, when he's losing lane, he's not losing by like 20, 30 CS like most other top laners are. The guy's losing by 5, 10 CS. And you know what? I think he can beat Kreutzer. So that's a toss-up, going in favor of Curse. Now we come to the jungle matchup, where you have the other two. And if I agree with Ed, whoever comes out better looking in this jungle matchup is going to be the winner of this series. But I'm putting it on Curse. That's what I would say. I would say Curse wins this. 2-1.
I mean, I said last week that I think Curse is the best of those bottom three teams, being Curse, Dignitas, and Coast. So, I mean, I have to agree with you. I'd love to see Dignitas come out and do well, but Dignitas has really struggled this split, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, they just switched mid laners there. I'll give it... I think it's going to go to three games. And I guess I'll give it a Curse like you, 2-1 Curse.
What about you, Ed? You said 2-1 Curse as well, or?
Oh man, it's such a toss up.
But that's why
I believe in the pie. 2-1 Dignitas. Oh, 2-0 Dignitas.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
I love
Ed.
I love it. Now moving on to the second quarterfinal, COG versus Coast. COG is leading the head to head 4-0, so it's looking like kind of a blowout in this case.
Yeah, I
Who
feel
do you
fairly
think
will confident
win and
predicting
matchup?
I feel fairly confident predicting a 4 or a 2-0 sweep for CLG.
I know we have seen Coast look better in recent weeks with Shipter playing well and them almost beating Cloud9.
The thing is though, when you see them look better, it's in their individual scores and kills. They don't rotate, they don't take out objectives efficiently. And when you look at the way CLG has been playing, where it's very objective oriented, I don't see Coast. I could see Coast maybe at most taking one game, and it would be one of those situations where CLG, I really can't see them making that big of a mistake to give Coast that window, because Coast can't, even when they make the window for themselves, Coast doesn't take the advantage. We've seen it time and time again.
Yeah.
Coast is probably extremely motivated, especially after that loss to Cloud9 at the end of the split the other week. But I don't know, man.
I just think there's so many things to look for.
I mean, I'm a CLG fan, obviously, but at the same time, I just think CLG, when you look at the split, when you look at how each team is playing, yeah, Coast has had some bright moments, but again, a lot of them have been individual performances, and that's not going to win you a best of three. It's just not.
Well, here's the thing. There's so many things to look at this matchup, because you assume that Zion Spartan would do better than Nien, and that Double Lift will do better than, or Double Lift and Afro would do better than Coast bot lane. And you assume Dexter. How much is Dexter gonna punish Nintendude? Because Nintendude has been looking better in recent weeks, but usually Nintendude is not on key. He dies a lot in the early game, and he doesn't make the plays he should. So I think that with that said, it's gonna come down to the mid lane again, because Shifter's been getting a lot of praise recently. So if he beats Link, that might give his team the confidence that, like, hey, we're still in this, so let's
I don't
go.
think that's I don't envision a universe where Link doesn't go even with whoever he's mid laning against in NA. Yeah, Link's not gonna crush Shifter, but I don't think Shifter is gonna crush Link. And
Also,
I don't really think like the lane matchup are really gonna be like a deciding factor in these games. Like CLG, they're just gonna like, you know,
oh yeah,
2v1 or whatever,
the
take the
two
turrets,
one.
and then they'll just out rotate Coast because they like know how to play.
Yeah.
The other thing is that because if you look at Coast and CLG's last game where Shifter just like was destroying them late game, if you don't think that their game plan is gonna be to have Dexter show up mid lane and make sure that Link beats Shifter, you'd have to be out of your mind. Like, that's definitely what's going to happen. They're going to make sure to shut Shifter down. And if you don't allow Zion Spartan onto a champion that he can make some kind of big, you know, it's like, okay, if you let Zion and he's got like Jax or he's sitting there with, you know, Lee Sin making some of these crazy plays, maybe you have to put some attention towards him. But if he ends up playing a more meta-oriented top lane,
Well, I
you
think
can
Lee
put all
Sin
your
is
focus
kind of
on
shifting
Shifter.
into the meta as a top laner.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, we were supposed to discuss that last week and we didn't, but I just think CLG wins it, and I think that their game plan is going to be to shut down Shifter. It has to be, because people have been saying it, and Double has said it himself, you know, First was the first one to say it, about how like it's like he's carrying, you know, a solo queue team kind of thing. So I think that has to be CLG's focus, has to be, you know, get Shifter out of the game and then win it with good rotations.
Okay, yeah. So you're predicting, you guys are both predicting a 2-0 from CLG then, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna be a bit of a showman here. I'll go the opposite way. I think it's 2-1 Coast. And here
All right.
is why. It's not just because I hate CLG, even though I do. You know what? Because it's not interesting if we all agree. Here's why I think it's gonna happen. Coast has gotta be hungry. Coming out of the end of the season the way they did, losing like a tragic game to Cloud9, like that was just terrible. You saw it on Twitter afterwards. You saw it in their faces during it. They were upset. Now, if you don't think that's motivating a team to actually go out and play better, I don't know what is,
So
because
what wasn't there to motivate them throughout the rest of the regular season, though? They were like,
it's
oh, we
ha
didn't get embarrassed
it's
enough
having
yet.
that victory snatched away from you. I think that might motivate them, and
The
that
victory wasn't
combined,
really theirs, but
they had that opportunity, and I think they, with the players they have individual skill on most of their players, and I think with Alex Penn working with them, like if they really grind out this boot camp week, I think they might come in and surprise the rest of North America and maybe be able to squeak out a 2-1, and you know what? You know, I think that's a definite possibility here. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm wrong, but I think it's a definite possibility, and it's what I'm gonna go with. 2-1 Coast.
anything is possible.
Those are some brave words, but I don't
Brave or foolish?
know.
Oh,
I
man.
don't know. I really think if there's one thing CLG have done well this season, like since adding Dexter, is that they've stomped on teams who are worse than them.
We have mentioned that before, where you think that CLG is very good at beating on the weaker teams in North America, but I
Yeah.
think Coast
CLG
has.
are like classic playground bullies, man. They don't mess around when they're playing against a team that they can beat.
Fair enough, fair enough. Now, that moves us on to the semifinal games, where Cloud9 is playing the winner of Dignitas Curse, and TSM is playing the winner of CLG Coast. So, given the predictions you have, who's going where?
I think CLG make it into third or make it. Wait, let me think. Actually, I take that back.
I'll give my prediction, what
What
he
Ed
thinks on
thinks,
his.
yeah.
Mine is Curse beats Dignitas, Cloud9 beats Curse. Cloud9 in finals. We've already discussed this. We all said, a majority of us said it last week. Cloud9 is your best team in North America.
They're the team to beat, yeah.
CLG beats Coast. CLG TSM goes to three games.
I think TSM beats CLG.
I'm giving CLG the win against TSM. I'm saying your finals will be Cloud9 CLG. The reason I'm saying that is, and I will give it a little, you know, a little asterisk next to it, is that if TSM is continuing to play the way they have the last few weeks in the LCS, CLG will beat them. If TSM is in the same form coming into these playoffs that they were at the start of the split with Bjergsen, then I give it to TSM. But it is going to three games.
Okay.
I'm saying it's going to go to three games.
Yeah, that sounds pretty...
It will go to three games. I'm assuming... Actually, you know what? I'm assuming that TSM beats Coast, but... In your scenario, I would say that I would actually give it to TSM because they have looked really poor lately, and I don't think they don't settle for mediocrity over there.
Don't they though? Because they've been looking pretty mediocre the last few weeks.
There is no chance that TSM don't come into this with a fire in their hearts. I think TSM should look. Will look a lot better
I
this
think
week.
CLG will give them a run for their money, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think they'll be close games, but I think TSM will edge it out. Like they've had these 2 weeks to practice. Like, I mean, the last few weeks, like, you know, Bjergsen was gone for a while. Like, maybe they couldn't get as much practicing as they wanted to, but now they've had some time off, they can refocus, and I don't know. I think they should win. And of course, I think Cloud9 will crush whoever Dig or Curse makes it through.
Yeah, we're neglecting that really, but I think Cloud9 is the team to beat. The way they're
playing, absolutely.
The way they're, I guess, innovating in a sense. The way
they're not even innovating. They're just playing really well, and I think that because the way that
innovation,
especially in 4.5, I think the way that Medios has been jungling, I think, will be increased by the 4.5 because the thing is Cloud9's lanes more than any other team win. Even their bot lane recently has been winning. And, you know, like Hai said, he doesn't care about what goes on in his lane as long as they win game. So it's like, I think of any of the junglers, the one that could probably sit back and do what he wants and farm with Feral Flare is going to be Medios. There's no way. I don't think we're going to see Odd One on a single Feral Flare.
Jungler. I don't know. I could see Odd One playing Xin Zhao.
Yeah,
but
I could see him.
Odd One's such a support jungler. Just in his vision of the game, his meta is supporting his lanes, and I don't see him sitting in a jungle and farming like Nidios could. I just don't see him being able to do that, or him wanting to do that. But you never know. I think at the end of the day, even if CLG goes to the finals versus Cloud9, Cloud9's going to win the whole thing. I think Cloud9's taking it. I said that last week. I love CLG. I would more than anything love to see them crush TSM and love to see them have a very good series against Cloud9 and possibly win it, but I just don't think they're at that point yet. I think they're getting there. I think next split is going to be really exciting with LMQ, Cloud9, TSM, CLG. I think it's going to be very interesting.
So you think it'll be another classic Cloud9 TSM finals?
No. I said CLG.
Oh, you said CLG? Okay. I'm actually more inclined to agree with Ood, given that TSM will probably have a fire in them. But CLG has been playing really close games recently. And you know what? The way they, at the rate they've been improving, I think that they can do it. I think they can take TSM in the series for, like, the first time in ages. You know what? Why not? But that said, I also agree that Cloud9 will win. I mean, I see a very small chance of them losing the finals because just the way they've been playing, and after coming back from Katowice on a different level than most of the NA teams, and I think that'll carry through the playoffs and maybe into All-Stars. So, also, who do you think will be relegated with that said?
Coast?
You think?
Yeah,
I want it to be Coast.
I think Coast are most likely to be in the relegations.
I want it to be Coast, but I could very easily see it be Dignitas.
I see Dignitas at the moment.
Yeah, no, I think it could absolutely be Dig, but
I see Dig because they're just so inconsistent. I don't see them being relegated, but I see them going into the relegation zone.
You know, at the same time I say that, but I'm just hoping that they are sitting at home at their gaming house in Long Beach, California.
Just fucking
Just
nose to the
playing
grindstone.
their asses off. And you know, I know Skara is at PAX East this past weekend, and I think his ass should be at home getting this team into fighting order. But that being said, I hope they really, really get something done this week and they're just prepared. Because that's the thing too, is like, it's not like, oh, you know, hey, we're gonna play our, you know, quarterfinals this week and then we have another week to prepare for the set. No, this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you're one of those teams starting off, whether you're CLG, Coast, Dignitas, or Curse, you're playing a best of three 2 days in a row and then a best of five if you want to win this whole thing. You don't just get to sit around and
Wait,
watch.
the entire playoffs are going on in one weekend?
One weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yes, they
Okay.
start Friday. Friday is your quarterfinals, Saturday is your semifinals, and then Sunday is your third place and finals matchup.
Okay. Cool. I think Dignitas will probably be I think they'll be in the relegation zone. Granted, they might have their nose to the grindstone over there in Long Beach, but it doesn't seem very likely to me. 'Cause they I don't know, for some reason they just strike me as like not caring as much. I don't know.
It's an insult to the NA scene if that Nintendude continues to not be relegated.
Wow, that's brutal.
Oh
I
man,
would love to
he's
see Coast
just get. I mean,
so.
I don't. It's not that I hate Coast organization or I just don't like them as a team. It's kind of like the XDG thing where it's like I don't hate Xsmithie. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Zhun or anything like that, but I don't like the XDG team. Some of those other players on a different roster, I think that Shipter would easily get picked up if they got relegated. I think that Zion Spartan could possibly get picked up, and I think that they'd make a bigger mark on another team. But I don't think Coast as an organization
The team,
completely
the
deserves
team,
to
the
be
team that
sticking around.
is Coast right now, you don't think they deserve to be an LCS team? Yeah,
Yes.
okay.
But then
Pretty
again, when you
much.
got the likes of XDG and EG in there, like, why the hell not?
Yeah. I don't know. But speaking of relegations, let's actually move on to the Challenger teams. They were playing this weekend, and we'll start off with EU. First place is Cloud9 Eclipse, second place Ninjas in Pajamas, third place Denial EU. Now, how much do you know about any of these teams, and do you think they'll have a chance in relegation fights?
Okay, so first big thing for your number one team here, Cloud9 Eclipse. Ko, their I believe he's their I think he's their jungler. Yeah, he's their jungler. Ko is 16, I think, years old. He will not be able to play with them
Oh, man.
Yeah.
going on. He cannot play in the LCS relegations, as far as I know, to play. I don't know if he just can't play with them when they get into the LCS, but I'm pretty sure he can't play with them going on. Like, he can't play with them
Yeah,
in
they've
relegations.
already said they're having some other guy jungle for them.
Yeah. But he did
So,
play with them in the rest of the Challenger series. So he did get them to this point, but they have to do a roster swap now. So that I think is going to be the biggest thing for them. So I could even see that where even though they're the top seeded team, I could see whoever gets to choose second taking Cloud9 Eclipse over Ninjas in Pajamas.
Absolutely. I think Ko is probably one of, if not the strongest jungler in the EU Challenger scene, and I think without him, Cloud9 Eclipse look a lot weaker as a team.
I don't know. Cloud9 Eclipse, you at the beginning of the season, you had teams or your people, your players like Wicked saying that they were the strongest challenger team in EU.
But
But
that's including
yeah,
Ko.
that's what I was gonna say. I think that's including Ko, and he seems to be a key part to that team. I mean, any jungler is a key part to a team if they're doing well. So I don't know. Without them, I don't think they'll be the best. But I still think they'll have a good chance of making it in, considering the likes of Millennium and what the
They
hell,
get a
Super
few
Hot
weeks to
Crew. Yeah.
practice here. They get a few weeks to practice with their new
Yeah, it's not
jungler.
like they're
The
going
other thing
invulned.
is, I mean, you look at Millennium. I mean, Millennium's got a new jungler, and SHC has a new mid laner within the
Yeah.
last few weeks too. So, I mean, all these teams are has a little bit of a knock against them, I guess,
Yeah,
compared to where
little
they were.
chip on their
But
shoulder.
like I was saying, I think the biggest thing is that whoever is last place, Millennium, or no, Super Hot Crew was last place. No,
Yeah,
Millennium was
Millennium was
last
like
place.
this.
Millennium was last place. I believe that Millennium will have to face Ninjas in Pajamas. Even though Ninjas in Pajamas finished second, I believe that whoever, it'd be Super Hot Crew, is going to choose Cloud9 Eclipse over choosing Ninjas in Pajamas because of the changes that have just recently, I mean, they're not going to have Kuo. That's a big change against their team. No. They placed first having him. So I think that's your big news out of that.
Yeah, I know. They played some really good games in this Challenger circuit, I mean, to get to where they are, but I don't know. Hopefully they can replicate that success with their new jungler. Because you hate to see a team get this far and then just out of it like that. So
no, but I mean, it's happened in the NA Challenger Series. It's happened, you know, multiple times with different teams. It's unfortunate, but they knew going into it that he would not be old enough to play for them.
Yeah.
They knew that. Those rules were established last season. You know, we saw it with Reckless for Fnatic, things like that. So it was their choice to continue. They got first place. Congratulations. It was a great pickup for Cloud9.
Mm-hmm.
But they are going to have to bust their asses to win this without him, and then to play well, continue going forward without him, because he's going to have to sit on the outside looking in. He's not just going to be able to play with them once, you know, like 6 months from now. I'm pretty sure he won't be able to play. I think, if I recall correctly, the last thing I heard is it was kind of like a Reckless situation where he will be of age come Worlds. But I mean, at that point, if you've made it to Worlds, do you swap somebody like that back in? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to happen. But as far as like my knowledge of those teams, we all know Ninjas in Pajamas from, you know, last split. And it's that same, you know, Mythy and that whole crew.
I'll be honest, I hate to see them come back in after what happened during the off season. So
I know, right? But it's a possibility.
It's a big possibility.
Yeah, it's a big possibility. And like I said, I think they're your number one. Like, if you reseed this, not based off of who won what, Ninjas in Pajamas is your top seed because of the Co.
Okay.
situation.
And then moving on to NA, we most recently, it's still going on, I think, most recently, Curse Academy beat Complexity Black in 2-1, and LMQ and Cloud9 Tempest are going to battle it out for first place.
Yes, so the assumption that a lot of people are going off of right now is that your first place team is going to be LMQ. They beat Cloud9 Tempest a while ago, a little while back. You never know what could happen, you know, any given Sunday. This is patch 4.5. But who knows?
Well,
but at the end of the day, the Cloud9 and the LMQ game doesn't really matter. Both those teams are in it.
Yeah.
The Curse Academy versus Complexity Black game going on right now is the one that really matters, because whichever team
that happened, Curse Academy won.
No, it's still going. It's 2-1. It's a best of five.
Oh, it's a best of five. Oh, that's my bad.
Best of five. Yeah. We didn't think that originally, but it is. It's a best of five. It's going on right now. It's about 5 minutes and 12 seconds into game four right now, and Curse Academy got first blood, and they have a very tiny lead here, but it's not significant.
Okay.
Probably's on mid Soraka. There's some interesting stuff going on, but we will not know that result. And sadly, because of the Skeleton Crew situation that we have going on this week, we had to do the podcast a little bit earlier in the day than we had planned, so we don't have those exact results. But you know, we will have them next week, and we will discuss who we think is going to be going against who. And I don't know if by next week they'll have decided who they're playing against or not.
Well,
but
that should be relatively soon.
Yeah,
but we'll figure that out. I just think that the NA Challenger scene is looking very strong at the moment, and I don't know. I think XCG and EG should really be worried, because Cloud9 Tempest and LMQ look very strong. So
yeah. I agree. I've been a big fan of Bishis for a long time. Like, I watch his stream all the time. I enjoy, you know, I really wanted them to make it through when they were,
Determined.
Something. Weren't no, they determined? Were.
The no. Walking Zed.
Bishis was the Walking Zed. There you go. I couldn't think of it. I knew it was Zed something, but I couldn't think of the Walking Zed. I was there for those games. They almost did it.
And here's the question I have, actually. If Cloud9's two teams make it in, what will they do?
I'm pretty sure they have to become their own entity, and they'll have to find new sponsorship, which I don't think will be difficult. I could bet you Complexity will pick them up. like, because Complexity just picks up any team that has any shot. So if Cloud9 makes it in, I guarantee you Complexity Black and Red. See you later. Complexity Tempest.
Yeah, Complexity Blue or Complexity Tempest. I could see that happening.
Or they just, like, sell it to the players and then have just Cloud9 just, you know, sell the image rights to them or whatever.
You know,
Yeah,
just the
have it.
same way that Alex Garfield has done with Alliance and EG.
Yeah,
So,
I think they could do that. I think that's a more likely scenario.
I mean, I don't know. I
'Cause
don't think
Jack doesn't
it's
want to
not
lose
gonna
his
be
team.
an issue. It's
Yeah.
like, oh damn, what do we do now, guys? Like, I'm sure they've
It's
got
been
things in
discussed, I'm
place.
sure,
Yeah.
too.
So we're kind of
So.
running long on the LCS portion, but we will cover All Stars. Just quickly wrap up the
Just let me
vote.
go over really quick.
Yeah, go
I'll
for
go
it.
over really quick. All right. So, your All-Star voting for your two people to be involved in the kind of fun side of All-Stars. The voting has finished. So for EU, we ended up with Reckless and Xpeke. No big surprise there. They're both kind of fan favorites. Some of the Gambit guys were up
Wait,
there in the voting, but
it's only assuming that Fnatic don't qualify
yeah.
for the
Is that how it
All-Stars.
works, though?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So it is okay. That's only assuming. So if Fnatic does qualify, then it'll be the next highest two
Then it'll be
voted
the
that
next two
their
who are
team.
not on Fnatic, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so in North America, you have Bjergsen and Doublelift. So that would be again assuming that neither CLG or TSM
And then
make it.
the third person on NA is Meteos. So
Yeah.
okay, so it would go even further down if it's, you know,
Well,
pending.
no, only one team goes to All
Oh
Stars.
Yeah.
yeah, no, yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah.
So,
So okay, correct.
yeah.
So and then the new voting has started though for the first fun mode that they're adding to the All Star situation is going to be a Hexakill competition, and it's going to be I believe between the two. So like the people that we already voted for, Bjergsen, Doublelift, or Reckless, and Xpeke, and you know, different Korean players or whatnot, they're going to be mixed up onto two teams that each have five players, one from each region. And then I think the Hexakill will be played with those teams. And there's you can vote for your choice of two people who you want to join in the Hexakill. Your choices are between Jat, who's the NA caster and Riot employee, Messiah, who is a past World Elite mid laner, right?
The TF dude.
Yeah. He
Yeah.
was like
And
the
then
original Twisted Fate.
Shushe, who's like your original Gragas and season one champion.
Yeah.
And Alistar.
Toys, who is your season two champion, mid lane. He was very well known for his
Orianna.
Anivia.
Yeah.
His Ori no,
Anivia
it was his
too.
Orianna
He's really
that he
good
was known
Orianna, yeah.
for.
Um,
His Anivia
and
I'm
then
sure was fine, but
yeah.
you have Reaper, who was the top laner in the OGN.
He was the top laner for MIG Blaze and Azubu Blaze, and then he was the jungler and mid laner for like Jhinnerf
Jhinnerf, yeah.
Falcons, I think.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so kind of some fun choices. Mine were Shushe and Toys, just because they've won in the past, and you know, at one point they were on top of everything. So I'd like to see
I
them
think it's a
back.
fun
Voted
thing
for
that runs,
Jhat
so.
and Reaper.
Jhat and Reaper.
I didn't vote
Jhat's
yet.
already gonna get to go
I
there.
don't
Let's
care.
send Shushe and Toys. Come on.
I want to see Jhat play.
I
All
just
right.
think it's a fun thing Riot's doing, and
Yeah.
I'm glad that it's kind of lighthearted in this sense. But
I wish I could have voted for Kobe.
yeah, no,
Oh God.
I'd vote for
Udo
Skara.
would
I want to
murder
vote
me.
for
Or
Skara.
Scar. Yeah, I want to vote
Yeah. Well, Scar was already in the All-Star voting.
Oh, I want Skara for a second round of voting, or Saint Vicious. Come
Saint
on.
Vicious.
But I think that wraps up LCS section or the Pro League section because we've done this part for a bit. So do you want to move on to the meta section? And the first part is patch consistency in the pro scene. Are there too many patches too quickly? And because in no other professional sport the rules change this often, quote unquote on rules rather. So
Yeah, well, you know what I mean, rules, meta, like what you're going to be doing in the game.
I don't I think I don't know if the necessarily I think they could slow down a bit, but I think more importantly they should just hold off on big patches to not the weekend before a huge tournament,
Oh,
you
Riot
know?
can't slow down their game just because of LCS. Like
Well, maybe they should slow down
the
their game just
players,
because
the
of
general
LCS.
player base is like calling for these changes. They can't just slow
No, they
down.
weren't. Nobody was saying, "Oh, damn, I really wish that they would diversify runes and make me buy spend a whole lot of IP on new ones." Like, there's
People have
nobody
been
sitting at.
playing
All right,
runes
well,
forever.
all right. I guess there might have been people sitting at their computer thinking, "Damn, Master Yi needs to be a viable jungler."
What do you think,
But
Master Yi? All the toxic people out there love Master Yi.
I mean, look, there are plenty of popular esports that are patched with significantly less frequency
And
compared to the
I
other
enjoyed it when
the other
Riot did
patches.
less frequency to their patches because you know what? You have to give the metagame a time to adapt to like itself without like constantly patching it, like, oh, this is OP, let's just nerf it before anyone figures out how to deal with it. I wish they did more of the, like, they were doing earlier, where they made it organic, and like, oh, Mundo's really strong, well, let's see what the players will think about it, like, Trundle came into the fore for that, and stuff like that. So I wish they let the game develop in more of that way, but I'm not in charge.
I think they should just slow down, like, just not, don't release a huge patch, like, the week before playoffs. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, we had that situation last year where there was a patch right before Worlds, and
that
I know
made
it
Corki batshit insane. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. They got to patch the game. They're trying to, you know, help. But at the same time, I'm kind of upset at the way that they're kind of the patches are shifting the meta. Whereas, like, yeah, patches have always had like played a part in the meta, but. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of, it's more the players and what they've discovered. Like, some of these things, like, okay, so for instance, like, Soraka, nothing changed with Soraka, and now people are playing Soraka mid. You know, nothing so much changed. I guess there was a few tweaks to Kha'Zix that kind of pushed him.
I'm just saying, I wish they let the game evolve on its own rather than forcing a meta change with every patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And less frequent patches. I don't care if they put it in like right before LCS because you know what, other regions are still playing as well and it's not their playoffs, so that really doesn't bother.
That's an interesting thing though that's on Reddit right now too, is about how China is not gonna have like any time to practice on this patch.
No, the top guy,
China will be fine. Like they all play on the KR server anyways.
That's what the top comment on that thread says. They're like, oh yeah. It's like some Quantic Dave or something said that like a majority of the Chinese players on the top teams have KR accounts and they all play.
Gotcha.
So I don't think that'll be that much of an issue. It's just, I don't know. I think that they're patching too quickly in an effort to please like so many people because there was a lot of.
Well, they're not pleasing me.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So,
I don't know.
So if they're not pleasing me, who are they pleasing?
I only care about myself. And
yes.
Are they pleasing you, James? Have they pleased you?
Are you pleased with this?
Is Riot pleasuring you with their
patches? Are you not entertained?
Feral Flare and you. The meta, the game within the game. I forgot to say that portion. I'm sorry. Ood comes up with these nice titles and I forget them. So meta.
Yeah.
The game.
What do you mean forget them? You just skipped a line. We had already talked about patch consistency
anyway,
and then you jumped up and back.
I feel bad. You put all this effort into thinking of a title and I don't even.
If you skip it, just skip it. Don't go back. Because then now you're gonna have to edit.
No, I'm leaving this in.
Okay.
No edit.
The people in the node that
we just go raw.
Alright, anyway, Feral Flare and you. Ed said, was it last week that Riot, and Riot responded to kind of that Feral Flare is overtuned. It's brought a lot of champions like Yi, Tryndamere, Nocturne, Xin Zhao, stuff like that, into the forefront. And on the PB, they currently has changed it at 30 sacks instead of 25. What is so strong about Feral Flare right now? Why has it made everyone so popular? What's the deal? Tell me.
It's super gold efficient.
Yeah.
And it ends up being slot efficient late game, and then it also super speeds up the clears of these champions you mentioned, like Xin Zhao and Nocturne and Yi and whatever.
Nocturne, I think it's super good on Yi. It's pretty decent. I know a lot of the Koreans have been playing like a teleport smite Yi and destroying that. There's been a lot of interest. I had my first Penta with it last week on Yi. So, you know, there's been some interesting stuff going on with it. The thing is, like you said, okay, it's cheaper to buy than any of the other jungler items. And then it upgrades, and it upgrades fairly quickly too at the moment, which is why they're changing it from 25 stacks to 30, because it goes off any stacks that you from level one, from, you know, the start of the game. Because, I mean, I was ganking still and getting it up pretty quickly. Now, the thing is, if you get shut down and you get constricted within, you know, like you can't even go into your own jungle safely, which I've had happen in a few of my games, it makes it really difficult to build. Like, we did an in-house where, like, whoever was on the enemy team had built theirs, had already had their 25 stacks, and I was sitting at, like, 17 because I couldn't even enter my own jungle because we had no vision on that. Now, realistically, if you're a pro and that's the situation, on the map,
you lost
that game no matter what you bought. But at the same time, I'm just saying, like, it's strong, but I don't think we're just going to see Feral Flare junglers. Like, I still think you're gonna see you know, Kha'Zix and a Lee Sin, Lee Sin, because I don't think Lee Sin works very well with it.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Lee Sins you did see built it anyways.
Okay, but I'm just saying
it's just a really good item.
It is, but I don't think we're just gonna all of a sudden no other junglers or no, you know, the other jungle items won't get built.
Oh yeah, no, I think Kha'Zix is still very strong, and you definitely can't build Feral Flare on him.
You don't build it on Evelyn.
Eve or Elise,
yeah.
Who are both.
Yeah.
Still.
But do you think those junglers will now pale in comparison to the Feral Flare junglers, or will still see a lot of Eves and Evelyns?
I mean, at the professional level, I think that Feral Flare is an option, and like you will see like Xin Zhao's and stuff, but I don't know.
It won't be the only option.
Yeah, it won't be the only option. I think the bigger issue is that it's more of a solo queue terror.
Mm-hmm. Well,
especially because it helps you carry too as a jungler. I mean, you clear quicker, and you're getting more gold, and you're getting better items, and then on top of that is like late game, like it's gotten built up to a point where I've had the highest I've gotten in any of my games was like around 300 damage, and so it's doing an extra 300 damage per hit, so that helps a lot with your Baron, which is a huge issue with it. Like, there's people soloing Barons on Yi and things like that. But the other thing is that's an extra 100 damage per auto against champions, because it does 33% champions. The only real low I've seen, an interesting thing, is where some people have been building it, and then they've also been building the
Spirit Stone
so that they also get mana back while they're clearing the jungle.
And
which
not
is...
to mention, it makes your clear just like retardedly fast.
Wait, they don't stack?
The stone passive does extra, it does like a bonus percent damage, and then it gives you mana and healing back. But the maim on the Feral Flare or the Wriggles does extra damage per auto attack, and then it gives you a little bit of health per auto attack back. Mm-hmm. So they're two different passives. At the moment, that might be something they also do, is make it so they can't stack. Because I've noticed people doing that in solo queue where they'll build the Spirit Stone as well. So it increases your clear, and you just are 100% capped off no matter what you do in the jungle.
And
so
it makes it retardedly easy to solo Baron.
I think they should do is make those not stackable.
I also think the Feral Flare edition, backtracking, I think it makes counter jungling a lot more viable, because if you're taking the other guy's big camp and he's also building Feral Flare, that's directly hurting him. Like, instead of him just having to go and clear it, not only you're taking gold, you're taking time away from him, and now you're taking stacks away. So you're building up your Feral Flare faster, while he's building up his a whole lot slower. So I think that we could see that come into LCS play because of that, because it makes counter jungling so much more rewarding than it already is. And it is still pretty rewarding, because you have these junglers who can solo out another guy. You try and find them in their jungle, kill them, and that you're exerting pressure in the map that way.
Ooh, kill them.
Yeah.
But
is it really that overtuned right now, you think, Ed?
I think it's a bit too strong, like specifically in the solo queue setting where you can like solo Barons real easy and things like that. I don't know. I think some slight nerfs to put it a bit more in line with the other items, and it'll be all right.
Okay, but there's no definitive. It's not definitively better than any of the Spirit Stone things, is it?
It is for certain champions and certain play styles, but at the same time, like, if you want to play Kha'Zix, you're not going to build it, and Kha'Zix is still extremely viable jungler. It's just like Ed was saying, it makes it a choice now in the competitive scene, whereas before it wasn't a choice, and you weren't going to take Yi, or you weren't going to do, you know, maybe you were still maybe going to do Nocturne, but you weren't going to do the same kind of like speed farm like nonsense like. I don't know. It makes it an option now. I think in solo queue, it makes it a more favorable option, because if you can solo Baron while your team doesn't listen to you and goes off and does ding dong whatever, it's much better for your solo queue experience than having to be like, oh, I can't do anything.
In solo queue, like, you're going to have a lot more opportunities to just like farm your jungle that don't occur at the pro scene, the pro level.
But do you think it's a good thing that Riot implemented this item, even though it's overtuned, because it just allows for a much wider breadth of play in
No,
the
I think it's
jungle?
bad.
You think it's bad? Why?
Yeah, I don't think I really don't think that champions like Master Yi and like Tryndamere should be allowed to like PvE for 20 minutes and then all of a sudden they're these monsters who it's like, well, we won the game because Tryndamere played well, or like we won because our Yi did
But
well.
I mean, that's what happens in some top lane situations where it's like, oh, I'm Jax and I PvE for 30 minutes and then I destroy you.
Well, you,
That's
but
another
no,
champion
that's
who it works
different.
on, by the
It's
way,
it,
is Jax.
yeah. No, that's different if you're top lane though, because it's like you have to be, you're laning against someone, you know?
Yeah,
And
but
it's,
if people ward the jungle, if people, there are ways to counter it. Like you just
yeah,
said with
like at a
Tryndamere.
professional level, but in solo queue, it's much more difficult to, it takes organization, like a lot more like coordination between the team members that than it
Yeah,
like to shut
I
down
mean,
a
I could see
jungler.
that. And I think it's
I
also,
think
like you
it's
said,
stupid. I
I think,
think
like you
if
said.
you want to be this big carry and like really be like the deciding factor, because like I've got all this farm and you know now I can just like wreck everyone because I've hit late game. I think you should have to do it in a lane against
You have to be
again
making
like
plays.
1v1, like 1v1 or 2v2 against like other, you know, other people.
I don't know though, because
know, that's
kind of
just
like I
my
was.
opinion. I just I don't think it's I don't think it's
But there's
a
also, like
fun
you're saying,
way to.
solo queue, it's easier or it takes more coordination. But in solo queue, like if you're sitting there farming and not helping your lanes, like what the hell? You're gonna lose the game. I can guarantee it. As a solo queue jungler, I can tell you right now, if I'm ignoring my lanes and farming while they're losing, I will not hear the end of it, and
Yeah,
infighting will
well,
begin, and
see,
my
like
team.
the if all your lanes are losing anyway, and you're even if you were playing like you know Elise and ganking every 2 seconds, you're still gonna lose if all your lanes are losing. It's I don't know. I mean, if one of your lanes is losing, then like I don't know, you can still Feral Flare. And another thing is that like the Feral Flare, it you clear the jungle so fast, you have time to gank in between like wrecking every single camp.
So do you think when they
It's
tune it
true, there are
down,
enough of them.
it'll be less toxic in this case? Or do you think
Well,
just the
I
addition of Feral
like
Flare in general is a toxic addition?
yeah, no, I don't think that there personally I feel like that there shouldn't be like a state of the game where somebody can with that much like carry potential can come out of the jungle from just farming it.
Okay.
Also, to be fair, changing it from 25 to 30 stacks doesn't really add that much time to the build up of it.
Okay.
But I think they need to make it so the passives don't stack.
Yeah, I think
And
that's the next logical step, to make the passives not stack, because I didn't realize they stack. That's super OP. Like,
yeah,
that's
that's
so
why.
silly.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know too if this would, but I don't know if people would buy it if this were the case. But I mean, like if it when it turned into fair, like okay, so when you have Riggle's Lantern, like oh, you get some early wards, you know, you get some early like jungle control. If it when it upgrades to Feral Flare, should you lose the ward side of it so it's not as slot efficient, Ed? Do you think
I
that
don't
helps it
I
too?
don't think that's an that, I
I don't
don't
think that'd
think
be
it's a big
enough.
issue.
Yeah.
Like that's
Gotcha.
not why it's
Well, I'm
like
just
oh
saying.
damn. I'm saying it's slot efficient in terms of damage, not
It
even
does
counting
so
the
much
extra ward.
damage. Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting thing, and we'll see how it keeps developing, especially next week being playoffs. I would love to see how some of these top pro players handle it. So, we'll check back in on this subject in a later date. However, another big change in the League of Legends world, we have the rune changes, which we skipped over last week. Now, after these changes, what runes should you be running? And I know a lot of pros have made posts. Rekkles has made a post. What do you
Freak did a stream the
Freak
other
did a
day
yeah, Freak
explaining
did a
this, where
stream.
he mathed it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think
I
now
think
that all this
if you've
information's out there?
got armored yellows, you can continue to use them. Like, I
Which is
think.
good because I don't own any other yellow
Yeah, right?
I know. They were trying to make it so health runes are more efficient, but I don't know if
Yeah,
those are that's the case.
I think there are.
I bought them just to test them
Yeah.
out myself, but I'm still undecided.
My biggest thing is I don't own or have the ability to purchase all these runes, and I think they're going to change runes again. And as much as runes help, like, I think if you're using the armors compared to health, if you're a better player, it's not going to make that big of a difference.
Especially
like,
for the, solo queue.
The difference between the armor and the health is so negligible. Like, yes, there's a, it's like a min-maxing kind of, you know, mindset. Like, I don't know, you know, when I used to raid and, like, you know, WoW was always like, min-max, if you have two more agility on that gem instead of, you know, whatever, it's better. And better is better no matter what it is. But I think from a solo queue standpoint, especially if you're sitting in silver and gold,
yeah,
and, you know, like we all are, like, I don't think it's going to play as big of a factor. I also just think it's frustrating to me that it's like, oh, we're putting them on sale, but it's like, so you're still expecting me to spend my IP on them when you've stated that the whole rune system is going to change again at some point.
It's a big IP drain. That's the truth of it.
It is, and I'd rather buy champions because armor works, and I have flat magic resist in my blues. I really do need to buy cooldown reduction, but like, I don't have...
I've got scaling magic resist for some reason.
I don't have split pen quince. I don't have life, like, three lifesteal quince. I don't have the freaking IP for that.
It's not as fun to buy. It's not as fun to buy runes as it is to buy a new champion.
My new runes are so pretty.
Yeah, you really...
No, I want to play a new freaking champion.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So,
I don't know. I've got most of the runes.
Well, probably because you also have most of the champions.
Yeah.
I don't, because I don't play as much as you.
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't know. I think there are edge cases where some of these things...
I don't win as much
as
you.
Most significantly is I think attack speed runes are straight up better than lifesteal on AD carries now.
I heard that with the addition of, like, what is it, two attack steel quints and one attack damage quint, it makes class hitting an absolute dream.
Yeah, today. Two attack speed quints is, like, plus 9% attack speed, which is, like, it's a lot, and it just makes, like, last hitting so easy, especially on people who have,
like Caitlyn.
Like Caitlyn, who have lower attack speeds at level 1.
Takes like, an hour just, like, between
pew,
shot.
Pew, pew, no problem.
My god.
And then plus the buff to Feast, the Feast Mastery makes it like, you don't really miss the lifesteal like, all that much.
Yeah. What other of the new runes do you think, what other of the new rune changes do you really think are going to shift anything up, or do you think that's it? Just the health and the attack speed?
I don't know, I think.
I haven't heard anything special. Like, yeah, I know they made a few changes, but I'm waiting till the real overhaul happens to, like, cash out on my IP. Because I'm sitting on about, like, 10K right now.
Yeah, just spend.
Oh, it must be nice sitting on 10K.
Burning a hole in your pocket.
Yeah. Sitting on, like, 1.5K.
Yeah. When the runes changed, I literally spent 10K IP on new runes.
The way I play League of Legends is, like, the moment I get to, like, I'm out of 1350 champions to play now, but, like, the moment I get to 3150, I'm like, well, I really want a 4800 or a 6300 champion. Like, they're next on my list. Mm-hmm. But I have 3150, and I can buy a new champion.
Yeah,
so maybe I should just buy a new champion. That's why I bought Twitch the other day, and I'm super happy I did, because I had a lot of fun playing Twitch. It's pulling out the plays, yo.
Twitch is a fun champion.
Twitch is fun until you get, like, one shot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Also, but I was also, like, Ed, you were part of one of my best plays, one of my hashtag LCS big plays, where you dove under mid tower.
That was so bad.
And, like, I flash ulted and killed you and, I forget who else it was, but I got a double duplay kill.
That was so
bad.
Oh,
my God. We're veering off topic.
Right. Yeah, we are. I'm just talking about I spend my IP on things that are going to make me have more fun playing this game, not something that's going to change how quickly I clear the jungle by 0.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
I don't know. The rune system is really boring for a lot of people, so I'm hoping they change that around to make it more, like, I don't know, just fun.
How are they going to
make it free?
Runes more fun?
I don't...
Just make free. Just make them free.
Well,
then
no,
everybody's on a level playing field.
Like, Riot have to make money, and the whole
but
point
you
is
don't you buy those with IP?
Yeah, yeah, they're an IP sync, so you don't use your IP on champions.
For champions, oh exactly.
Like, it's a business. I understand that, but just runes are a really boring part of the
bad
game
business.
Moment. Okay, moving on. Last thing on the docket tonight is Soraka mid, and I'm assuming Ed put that on there.
Oh, I just slipped it in because it's been like first pick, first banned, and like all of these
so tell me,
challenger games.
Soraka mid, Ed. You've played it before. I've played it before. I'm not sure who's played it before. Why
probably
do we all love it?
Yeah, it's super.
A-ram.
I think it's It's super silly,
It's so funny.
especially with the change to the summoner spells, where they made heal really strong, and like the combination of like the heal cleansing the ignite, and then you can like have free rein to just go nuts with their Soraka heals.
Like it doesn't reduce heals because the old heal used to do that. Like they used to have the debuff or like, oh, you've been healed in the last so time. Any other heals applied to you will be decreased or something like that. That doesn't happen anymore.
But anyway, it's super funny. Like you just unkillable. Like you Soraka has really good like sustained magic damage and
Yeah.
a lot of
And it just
MR
keeps getting
shred.
stronger because of the secondary effect on her Q,
The
like
MR shred. Yeah,
what
so
her last Q does significantly more damage than her first Q did, like in the matter of a team fight. Like especially around Baron too, where it shreds and like it's just
There's so much, she applies a lot of AoE damage
Yeah, and then
and a lot of
another thing,
magic.
she's also like such a like if you get a lead in lane as Soraka, you just like crush the
She's
other
a
guy.
lane bully because she has so much wave clear, and you know what? If you're standing next to the minions, you're also going to be cleared out with that Q because it
Yeah,
hits
like
everything.
no skill shots, she heals herself. You can rack up assists from across the map
And you
with
can
your ult
silence
with
other
it.
people.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no, she's pretty lame.
She's really annoying to play against because you know what? It's really hard to kill her.
Yeah,
And do what do
she
you?
makes everybody else really hard to kill.
And what so but the problem is she brings a lot of utility to the team. Do you think you have to pick a more damage heavy jungler because Soraka is a less damage focused mid, or is it not even matter to got Soraka on the team?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I think like if you're picking like a Lulu mid or an Orianna mid, you're already picking a champion who's not like super high damage. So you just run the same sort of thing you'd normally do, like have a Shyvana top or like a Jax top, and then like nobody's playing full tank junglers these days anyways, so.
I just so the what advice would you give the listeners about countering Soraka in the mid lane?
Countering Soraka,
Just set up shop, camper a whole bunch.
yeah, you could gank her a few times. I don't know. I'm trying to think. She really like don't pick a melee. Like
Yeah, you will
absolutely,
have a terrible time if you
do
pick
not
melee.
pick a melee against Soraka. And then I don't know. I've seen Kayle do well against Soraka. You can just push her. You can just push her in from like level one, and then you win like man fights unless she has a lead. So
That's granted. That's pretty good.
I don't know, I just like pick somebody you can farm from far away ideally, and then like hope that your team does better. Or like hope that you get ganks and then can kill her a bunch of times.
What do you think, Ud? Do you have any opinions on Soraka?
I think she's a pain, like Hai said. It's one of those, it's a mid where you can pick it and you're not going to lose your lane. They're going to have to send their jungler in and they're going to have to 2v1 you. And it's frustrating to fight against. And I think it's frustrating around the map in the opposite way that Karthus is, where, with Karthus, it's like, oh, I almost got a kill. And now, oh, we can finish him off. But in this way, it's like, as the enemy team, you're like, oh, we almost got a kill. And they got Soraka heal. So I think it's frustrating. I don't think it's like Teemo level frustrating, but I think it's one of those things that's up there that if it continues to see play and it continues to be this kind of abusive, one-sided, relationship with it, that it's gonna see changes in the future. Because Riot doesn't like things like that are just literally no fun to play against, that like have no real counters other than sending two people. So I don't know how much longer we'll see it, but it's definitely, I think it needs to be banned out against Cloud9 in the playoffs if you're playing
It's
Cloud9.
super strong right now.
Yeah, and I mean, the Hai's the only one who's really picked it too. So it's not like other teams haven't had a shot. I don't know if they haven't practiced with it, or it doesn't seem like it's really Bjergsen's play style. I could see Link maybe playing it. But I don't know. We'll see what happens with it in the next few weeks. They just played it on Complexity Black and won that game 4. Probably played it. I didn't see the final score on it, but it's not bad, that's for sure. It's definitely, it's up there.
Yeah.
So,
Okay,
and
yeah.
I think the mid lane, as far as metas go, this split, the mid lane has been the most interesting.
Yeah,
We've seen the most
that's for
shifts
sure. Yeah.
and different champions being played. So I think that's cool.
And
I
I
like
hope that
that.
continues into the playoffs, so yeah. And I think that about wraps it up for tonight, or today rather. It's actually tonight. It's just really light out still because it's
Yeah,
summer.
right.
My goodness.
That summertime sadness.
Summertime, summertime sadness.
Also, I am seeing a lot of stuff from PAX. There's
Summertime
people saying stuff about
sadness.
Riot fist bump ward skins, and
Yeah.
people saying stuff about they're coming out of the Exterminator Twitch and all these
Yeah.
kinds of things.
Oh, I want to
Sadly, it
put
looks
this
like the
out right
codes.
now. For all those who used to play Warhammer, you understand? The new Twitch looks so much like the Skaven model. Yeah. Yeah.
Skaven,
It's
right?
uncanny, and I don't know if they did it on purpose, but I'm on
I
to you,
wouldn't say it's
Riot.
more on purpose, but I mean, like, if you look at so many of these fantasy things, like a lot of things come from other things. Like Skaven was taken from Ratmen in earlier fantasy and
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons and kinds of things like that. Like, there's a lot of things. I don't
I'm just
know.
saying
I
that
used to
that's the
play
first thing
Warhammer.
I saw when I saw the new skate or the new Twitch. I'm like, oh, it's Skaven. So that's it. But we'll cover all the PAX East stuff once that's wrapped up. We'll probably have a section on like next week's podcast related to that.
I
So
was just looking at my Twitter feed as we were
yeah.
going, and I'm hoping they're gonna have some skins to give out at the finals this Sunday, and if they do, we will definitely try to get them to you guys through Twitter or through some other option, maybe an email in kind of competition, or I don't know what, but I do want to start giving away some skins for our fans that are, hanging out with us on a weekly basis,
So
so.
yeah, so look for that to come in the future. And any closing thoughts, guys? Anything else besides PAX East?
No,
Nothing brawl
I
related
ain't
for you,
got
Ed?
much to say. Buddha and I might Oh
cast
wait, yeah, did I not
the
talk
Lisa
about?
tournament.
No, I think last week I talked about like my Greninja hype, didn't
No, I cut you off, and I'm probably
Oh
gonna cut you
damn,
off again.
you son of a bitch!
Ood, what were you gonna say about you and Buddha?
I was saying we might cast a collegiate tournament coming up. If we do, we'll make sure to link it on
Yeah,
the
I'll link it on
podcast.
the podcast.
Yeah.
Sweet.
If we end up doing it. But yeah, I just saw somebody looking for casters and I was like, well, I got a previously amateur StarCraft II caster and myself that would be willing to give you a subpar casting performance if
Willing
that's
to
what you're looking
disappoint you.
if that's what
Well,
you're
wait,
looking
will this be
for, be
streamed?
cool. Yes, it will be.
Oh, the baby.
Oh, baby, obviously.
I texted Buddha before I sent the Facebook message to you because I was like, would you be down to cast this? It's this week. They need somebody. Yeah, let's do this. And he was like, sure, why not? And so I messaged her. She said she'd get back to me. So we'll see if we end up doing it or not. But I'm pretty excited about the possibility of doing it.
Okay. Well, I think that wraps up the show for now. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, concerns, anything of that sort, you can reach us at OOLpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a message on Twitter on @OOLpodcast on twitter.com. You can rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. Please keep those coming in. And
Ooh, ooh,
cool.
ooh.
Keep spreading the word, guys, and we'll make some progress with this thing. So thanks
And you'll get
again.
some free skins soon.
Yeah, that too. So say goodnight to the folks, guys.
Night.
Night.
Good night, folks, guys.
Oh,
Folks, guys.
cool. All right. So have a good
See
night.
you later,
Have a good night,
nerds.
everyone, and good luck on the rift.
Haters wonder why Gambino got the game.
Yeah.
Half-tie thicky, all she wanna do is bang.
Yeah.
Got her hair done, French braids, now she ASAP. Bino so insensitive, she asking why you say that. I'm chilling, real nigga feeling. Rich kid asshole, paint me as a villain. Still spitting that cash flow, DJ Khaled. I got penthouse on both coasts, PH balance. Real nigga, I rep those. Why though? Cause I said so. Get deep in that Pepto. I got five on it like Ben Folds. I got more tail than that Petco. You faker than some sweet and low. Yeah, you got some silverware, but really, are you eating though? Are you eating though? Nigga, are you eating though? Breakfast
tennis, lunch and dinners for beginners. You ain't even know. Never catching cases, why they faces look so emo. Watch a hater hate me, wanna play me like a piano. My architect, no Japanese. Yo, girl, she Japanese. No hands like soccer teams. Y'all fuck boys like Socrates. You niggas ain't copping these. Niggas ain't looking like me. Nah, I ain't checking ID. But I bounce them with no problems. Tell them problems. I'm winning. Yeah, yeah, I'm winning. I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
Rich kid asshole, paint me as a villain.
Why?
Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad, cause
yeah.
I'm doing me
yeah.
better than you doing
yeah.
you. Better than you doing you.
These beats call me an a-ho, cause they can't even see me. I stay alive like GLaDOS, or maybe like them Bee Gees. You know I'm eating so well, they steady staying needy. I'm outside of the box, like Jordan on them Wheaties. Now nigga don't sell CDs, I'll download Legion seating. I'm standing room only, no fucking need for seating. Got tickets like you speeding, got scratched like I was bleeding. It's supper time, Seymour, I bring bitches for the feeding. Y'all sitting in the dot like I'm eBay, my shit be on replay. These niggas on them rides, so I'm hitching a ride like I'm Green Day. That girl was a stripper, and that dude is a voyeur. Now she got a husband, glad it worked out for ya. Yeah, Jenkins, Mr. Howie do it. Why you feeling hella Tim and Eric like your blood? Yeah, Jenkins, Mr. Where you been? Been, yeah, feeling Teddy Payne, bitch. All I do is win, win.
I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning. I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
Rich kid asshole, paint me as a villain.
Why?
Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Better than you doing you. You fuck it, what you doing?
Different color my passport, Instagram my stack load. Hashtag my day wear, and your girl drank my daycare. And I'm born rich, life ain't fair.
Silver spoon, cool ho.
Ain't nobody sicker in my Fisker room, ho. Ain't nobody. Fiskers don't make noise when they start up, just so you know.
Top of the holy totem. Rich forever, a million was not the quota. My father owned half a MoMA and did it with no diploma. Year off, got no rules. Tripping off of them toadstools. More green than my Whole Foods, and I'm too fly. Jeff Goldblum got a glass house in the Palisades. That AKA White Hood, White Hood. OKKK. Furniture custom, you shop at IKEA. So Maserati, you ripping the Kia. Spending this money is longer than near. Live like a Coppola, me and Sophia. Waking up broke, man, wouldn't want to be a friends with a dope man, help a nigga re-up. Bring a girlfriend, man, trouble when I see her. I'm on a pier. Oh, I got my cool on.
Tell them, man.
I'm winning, so they had to dump the Gatorade. And I don't give a fuck about my family name.